Listen.
Oh, my God.
Listen to this.
With Cliff and Sharon.
I don't believe this.
Number five.
It's that time of season when we start thinking about, you know, colder weather and sicknesses. You know, the kids are back to school and they pass things around. And the science on this is getting really interesting. They're now saying that the flu shot, getting it now, might be better than if you got it back in July or August, because some experts think that it can start to wear off by this time of the year when flu starts to hit. And especially if you're over 65, it's a great idea. Yeah. And it also matters what time of day you get it, too.
Yeah, this is fascinating. Do you normally get a flu shot?
You know, I'm hit and miss. If it's sometimes I've got it, sometimes I haven't. And you know what? I haven't been sick in years.
Right.
But more importantly, I haven't got the man flu, which is much worse than regular. It's 10 times more brutal than ordinary flu.
It.
We suffer so much with the man flu. You know.
Are you done?
Yes, I'm
done. Hey, listen, just on a little segue, getting off this flu thing, because I was reading something the other day about men being such wusses that
they're 10 times more brutal than regular flu.
That they were on a male contraceptive and they couldn't handle the side effects, things like cramping or, you know, mood swings at all. And so most of them came straight off it. And I just thought, you're a bunch of wimps, men, honestly.
I agree. Listen, if we had to have children, the race would stop with us.
Hey, if you had to have mammograms, you'll figure out a different way to check for breast cancer. I'll tell you that right now as well.
Yeah. So the flu thing.
Flu
the point
schmoo.
Is, get the flu shot now.
And get it in the morning. Apparently, it's better for you in the morning.
There you go.
Listen to this with Cliff and Sharon.
Pay close attention.
Number four.
If you're bursting with patriotic pride after the election, finally over.
Oh, I know, right?
Here is a glorious and really bonehead way to show it, frankly. These people have too much time on their hands.
Oh, my God.
Honestly.
There's a guy on eBay from Santa Ana, California, who's selling a Flamin' Hot Cheeto that looks like a bald eagle sitting on a perch. Now, look, you do have to use your imagination a little bit. You're going to have to squint a little bit. When I first looked at it, I didn't quite see the bald eagle. And then I went, oh, yeah. And once you've seen it, you see it. It's
there.
Yeah,
I still don't see it.
Oh, you don't?
No, I don't see it.
You do. It's like sitting on a post, not a perch so much. It's like sitting on a post.
Oh, wait a minute. Okay, now I see
it. Yeah, okay.
We'll put this picture on the Facebook page.
Yeah. Anyway, USA. This is a great... He's listed it for $5,000 because he's trying to make some money. He's going on a honeymoon, getting married, going on a honeymoon. So he's trying to get... So far, it's still available, though. So if you want it, go on over to eBay and look for that. This Flamin' Hot Cheeto. It's awesome.
But listen, it's not crazy. Cheeto actually has contests. They had one this summer where they gave away $60,000. They had another one at Halloween. And when they have these contests, it's not operating right now, but you can actually go to CheetoMuseum.com to keep track of the next Mona Lisa of Cheeto shapes.
That's my job, to find out what goes on and get it to the people.
Listen to this with Cliff and Sharon.
What people?
The people.
I never heard of them.
Number three.
It's easy to get caught up on what you see in the news and maybe your feed on social media. There's a lot of negativity out there, and whether it's the election and you're not happy with the results or anything else going on in the world, there's a list of some great things that have happened this year, and these don't get the kind of play that I think they should in order for us to feel better about, you know, some of the accomplishments that are happening, not only in science, but you know, people stepping up and doing the right thing.
Yes, yes.
And it's so nice to read these things, isn't
it? Yeah, somebody put together this massive list. We've just taken about 10 of them. Things that are just amazing. 10 great things that have happened this year, like scientists may have found the gene responsible for ALS, and funding for the study came from the Ice Bucket Challenge last year.
That's cool.
So that's a great thing.
Yep. We figured out a new stem cell therapy that can halt the effects of multiple sclerosis.
Yeah.
And think about that and those implications.
Yeah,
that's cool.
Exactly. What about this? In March, 800 hostages were rescued from the terror group Boko Haram in Nigeria. That's a great thing that happened this year.
Solar panels in California started producing enough electricity to power 6 million homes, which is a new record.
Yeah.
And a solar-powered plane flew around the world for the first time.
Okay, that's good. We can celebrate that. Back in July, volunteers in India planted 50 million trees in less than 24 hours.
Wild tigers, manatees, and giant pandas are up, all endangered at one point, but they're returning to better numbers around the world, which is great.
Yep. Leonardo DiCaprio finally won an Oscar for The Revenant. Now, obviously not everybody thinks he deserved it, but a lot of people do, so that's another good thing that we can celebrate.
Yeah, Starbucks all over the country started donating their unsold food to food banks, and there's a ton of it, so that's going to help.
Yeah, the hole in the ozone layer finally started healing itself. Scientists have been waiting for it to happen since we banned certain chemicals in aerosols 30 years ago, so that's another thing to celebrate.
And you know, that's a story, I never heard that. I never heard that the ozone is healing. That's amazing.
Yeah.
And here's the other incredible thing. Paralyzed people are walking again. Just this week, scientists in Switzerland said they used a brain implant to help a paralyzed monkey walk again, which is only the next step to helping people find their feet for the first time in history, right?
Yeah. Here's another good thing that happened that's not on this person's list because it's more personal to me. I was had the flu a few months ago, and I lost about 7 pounds, actually, and I've kept most of it off.
That's another.
I mean, you don't have to look far to find the good things to celebrate.
Listen to this with Cliff and Sharon. The other side of the news.
Number two.
Okay, imagine for a second you're in the casino, you're popping in some quarters or dollars or nickels or pennies, whatever you're playing with, and all of a sudden, up comes the fact that you just won, and not just won, you know, a couple $100. You won $43 million.
Oh my god! Ding, 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 ding! Like you'd be beside yourself, wouldn't you? Like so excited,
yeah,
so excited. This happened to a woman in New York, and she was like, "Oh!" And so she took a selfie. Like she's kind of stunned. She takes this selfie with the screen of this slot machine, announcing that she'd won actually nearly $43 million. And so she goes up and she finds some official at the casino, and she's like, "Hey, hey! I've won this thing!" And she's all excited And then the next day, the New York State Gaming Commission said, sorry, lady, settle down. You actually didn't win. The machine malfunctioned. But I tell you what, to sweeten it, because we understand you're a little bit disappointed, we're going to throw in a free steak dinner for you.
Isn't that? That's unbelievable. Listen, I'm sorry. I can understand if the thing never pays off. That seems to be more of the malfunction. But the fact that it coughed up $43 million and, you know, mistake or not?
Right.
I'm sorry. That's what it said. I won. I should win that money.
Exactly.
Right?
Well, she said, look, how do we know when it started malfunctioning? What if it started malfunctioning when I was playing it? And what if it malfunctioned and I never had a chance of winning at all?
I know.
Well, the State Gaming Commission says that if you're playing these things, the messages do come up and they warn you that malfunctions void all pays and plays. I've never seen that, although I don't.
So wait a minute. They're saying the fact that it paid off is a malfunction. They haven't even explained what the malfunction was, or that while she was playing, something should have happened that said, "Hey, you know this machine is in error. It sends some signal. Somebody comes over and said, hey, there's a problem with the machine.
Stop playing it now. Yeah, whatever." Well, she said, "Look, the machine's maximum payout is actually $6,500," and she says, and I agree with her actually. She says they should at least give me that. And then I'll tell you what, I'll treat you to a steak dinner.
Okay, well, listen, it's on the rules and the regulations. It says that's the max payout, and it says I won 43. Okay, I get that, but you're absolutely right. At least pay her the $6,500.
Yes.
Listen to this with Cliff and Sharon. For more, like us on Facebook and follow us on Twitter.
Number one.
Hey, this is a lesson in self-care. Leave it to the professionals. Just because you watch Grey's Anatomy doesn't mean you can perform an operation on yourself.
God. This is a look, fellas, right now, unless you're driving, of course, cross your legs. I'm just saying.
Oh, this is cringeworthy.
Oh, God.
I'm telling you.
There's a guy in China, and he had a serious issue. He was peeing blood, but he was kind of embarrassed because it's like down there and that area down there. He was kind of embarrassed to go to the doctor. So, you know what? I can do this. I got this. I can fix this. I'm not a doctor, but I'll take a look for you. So he assumed his urethra was broken. Because that's what we all assume when we pee a little blood. Oh, it must be my... So he grabbed one of his chopsticks and just jammed the jolly thing up there. Now, how do you assume that if you've got a broken urethra, assuming that's even a thing, that a chopstick shoved up there, how we thought that would help, I don't know. But it made things, as you may expect, way, way worse.
Really?
The chopstick got stuck up there and it was pressing up against his rectal wall. victim.
There's nothing good about this at all.
Oh, I know, right? So he finally went to the hospital with a much more embarrassing medical issue than his initial one, and the doctor said, listen, you're an idiot. This could have been fatal if you'd pushed the chopstick any further, but they were able to remove it successfully. And I don't even know why, and I don't even know if he knows now why he was peeing blood in the first place. I think if Confucius were here, Confucius would say, man with chopstick in penis has woodpecker.
Listen to this.
With Cliff and Sharon. Subscribe to the podcast on Audioboom, Stitcher, SoundCloud, Pocket Cast, and iTunes. This has been a Bytes.com production.